Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. China commends Mr. Grandi for his efforts to ensure the success of the first Global Refugee Forum and his leadership of UNHCR, which has carried out timely and effective work in the context of COVID-19 pandemic. China will continue to actively support UNHCR and High Commissioner's work. At present, the number of refugees and IDPs globally remains very high. Last year alone, 10 million people fled their homes due to conflicts and persecution. A certain country pursues unilateralism, willfully interferes in the internal affairs of other countries, resulting in instability in some countries, and a sharp increase of the number of refugees flooding into neighboring countries. The spread of COVID-19 pandemic further worsened the conditions of refugees. Xenophobia against refugees is on the rise, making global refugee situation more complicated and fragile. China wishes to make the following points on the global governance of refugees and the UNHCR's work. Firstly, refugees are a special vulnerable group and deserve special attention during the pandemic. All countries should actively implement the UNGA resolutions, speed up their response to health emergencies, and improve the public health management system, endeavor to include refugees in their national health services and pandemic control plans. The UNHCR and other humanitarian agencies should strengthen their cooperation with the WHO, prepare contingency plans and emergency response in light of the evolution of the pandemic, and particularly the possibility of a second wave in autumn and winter. Secondly, the pandemic shows once again that all countries are interdependent, and only through solidarity and cooperation can we defeat the pandemic. It is important to uphold the role of the UN, UNHCR, as the main channel of our efforts and fully implement the Global Compact on Refugees and the outcome of the first Global Refugee Forum, and to improve the international refugee protection system. Thirdly, the commitment to addressing root causes. All countries should respond positively to Secretary General's initiative for a global ceasefire, observe the UN Charter, stick to peaceful settlement of disputes, and promote reconstruction and development in post-conflict countries, and focus on addressing poverty and imbalanced development, and create enabling conditions for refugees' voluntary, safe, and durable return. Fourthly, objectivity, impartiality, and non-politicization are the key foundation of the international refugee response efforts. All countries and UNHCR should safeguard the credibility of the international refugee protection system and never grant the status of refugee to criminals or terrorists, and to avoid the refugee protection regime being used as a tool to intervene into any country's internal affairs. Fifthly, the importance of capacity building for developing countries in meeting the challenges of refugees. We hope UNHCR will improve the representation of developing countries, especially the Asian-Pacific countries, in its staff composition and achieve geographical balance as soon as possible. Developed countries should truly deliver on their assistance commitment, increase the humanitarian support to refugees, and help mitigate the pressure on developing countries. China attaches great importance to the international cooperation on refugee issues. During the pandemic, we provided timely information to the UNHCR office in China, and are actively discussing with UNHCR about supporting African countries' pandemic control efforts within the framework of South-South Cooperation Assistance Fund. In the future, China will continue to engage with UNHCR through various means and support the UNHCR in its efforts to make even greater contribution to the global governance of refugees. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.